Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm a history student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, October 2nd, 1821, a barbarous murder took place at McWilton Plantation, St. Thomas. The Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported that Reynold A. Elcock, the owner of McWilton and Farmers Plantations, had been savagely killed in his chamber. The publication alleged that a trusted enslaved laborer, Jeffrey, who was Elcock's 20-year-old valet and his confidant, was the mastermind behind this act, which was unparalleled in atrocity. Jeffrey had reportedly secured the services of James William Baker, a 19-year-old field laborer, who was also the keeper of the keys and slept outside of the bedroom. Jack Grigg, who was a driver on the estate, was also implicated as one of the killers. Another accomplice, Billy Prince, was allegedly hired by Rita, a domestic laborer, as the hitman who was supposed to carry out the diabolical act. On that fateful night, Mr. Elcock had retired to his chamber, where his trusted enslaved laborer, Jeffrey, also slept. Mrs. Mary Elcock was not present because the couple was separated, and she was living at Darrell's plantation. Reports suggest that Elcock was sound asleep when the knife attack took place. However, it was said that Mr. Elcock put up a valiant fight for his life after the first blow with a weapon had been delivered. It was indicated that he had leaped from the bed and resisted his attackers for some time. However, he was unable to fend them off and collapsed due to severe blood loss. When he fell to the ground, his attackers continued their gruesome task, kneeling on the body and inflicting mortal wounds, including almost decapitating Mr. Elcock. It is believed that the murder was occasioned because Elcock had bequeathed in his will of November 1, 1820, that each of his enslaved laborers would inherit £5 annually after his death. Jeffrey was blamed for becoming aware of the contents of the will and making the decision to hasten the demise of his owner to collect the money that was bequeathed to him. Another reason proposed for the murder is that Elcock was a cruel tyrant who treated the enslaved population at McWilton brutally. Ironically, the money which Elcock bequeathed to his enslaved population was not paid to them until June 1840. By then, out of the 252 enslaved laborers that had been owned by Elcock, some were sold and 54 of them had died. However, their share was not divided among the other former enslaved laborers. Consequently, each of the former enslaved laborers received £85. This money was utilized to purchase land at Rockhall and Bridgefield in St. Thomas, which became the first two free villages in Barbados. Mr. Elcock was buried on October 4th, and the perpetrators of this crime were, according to the Barbados Mercury, placed in jail, where they confessed to the murder. They were later found guilty, and Jeffrey, Jack Grigg, and James were executed for murdering Reynold Elcock on this day, October 2nd, 1821.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.